The next voting in the presidential primaries will be next Tuesday when 5 states in the Northeast vote. But today, there is something that could be just as important when it comes to who the eventual Republican nominee will be. It's going on in Florida.
You are referring to the Republican National Convention Rules Committee meeting in Hollywood, Florida. Ordinarily a dull affair, but this is not an ordinary election year. The committee members are also delegates. All the Republican candidates or their aides have been in Florida making their cases on rules. John Kasich, for instance, would need a rule change to be the nominee right now with the delegates he has. The chair of the committee has accused Republican Party officials of a breach of trust for leaving a rule change the committee proposed off today's agenda. Now, that rule was meant to block attempts by party leaders to bring in a so-called white knight candidate to stop Donald Trump. Politico reporter Shane Goldmacher joins us by Skype from outside the meeting. Shane, this proposed rule would have switched from the complex convention rule book, which is based on congressional rules, and replaced it with Robert's Rules of Order?
Man, this is some complicated stuff, isn't it? So what we have is a member of the Republican National Committee who wants to change not just the rules themselves, but kind of the rule book, the parliamentary procedures of a potential contested convention. And historically, for many years, conventions have been run under the U.S. House of Representatives rules, and this would change it to, as you mentioned, Robert's Rules of Order, which is what, like, the Kiwanis Club would use and your local condo board. Now, this proposal is probably not going anywhere. It's almost certain to get tabled today at the Republican National Committee. But it is an issue that has opened up some breaches within the Republican Party. As you mentioned, the chair of the Rules Committee called it a breach of trust with the leadership of the party. Again, the background here is the possibility of the first contested convention in a generation. And for both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, they have a great deal of interest in not allowing anyone else to be potentially nominated. There's a lot of disagreement over whether rule changes would benefit one or the other. And at this point, they look likely to just hold off on making any substantial changes.
Well, and again, it is very complicated. But the person who proposed the rule, Solomon Yu, a Chinese American Republican Party leader from Oregon, feels it'll give more power to the delegates themselves, less to GOP officials. But he's also saying that the fact that his proposal has been omitted today reminds him of communist China, where he grew up. He says he's neutral in this nomination fight. He just wants it to be more democratic. So he's really holding the Republican Party officials' feet to the fire. Meanwhile, here's Reince Priebus from CNN on Sunday, his feelings about rules changes.
I don't think that it's a good idea for us to make serious rules changes or recommendations of changes right now. I think we're in a politically charged environment. I think it's too complicated.
So, Shane, tell us more about why party officials like Reince Priebus don't want any changes at all now.
Well, the main reason is that you've got Donald Trump on the stump almost every single day accusing the Republican Party of running a rigged system. And Priebus's argument has been, look, let's not give any fodder to this discussion. Let's not change anything. Let's stick with the rules that we have. They've been in place. While Donald Trump is going to accuse us of doing things that were rigged or wrong or undemocratic, if we don't change the rules, you didn't change the rules, it's his fault that he didn't learn them. And so that's been the argument that they've been making, and that's almost certainly the argument that's going to hold sway today and this week. The Rules Committee and the RNC had a lot of blowups before they arrived in Florida. Now that they're all down here, they're doing a pretty good job of projecting party unity. They had a meeting earlier this morning where they talked about how well they're working together, how important that is. But yeah, there's definitely some drama coming in, and there's going to be drama coming out, because this summer, again, if Donald Trump does not get to the magic number of delegates he needs to clinch a nomination short of a convention, we could be going to an open floor fight.
Well, and to be clear, the rules that Reince Priebus says Trump did not learn is that you can go after the delegates as they're elected on state levels, and you can get them to say, I'll vote for you after the first ballot if there's a contested, as you said, a floor fight. And Ted Cruz has been doing that, scooping up those delegates. Look, rule changes have happened before. In 2012, the committee passed Rule 40B, which raised the number of states that a candidate had to win in order to be a nominee. It raised it from 5 to 8. And that rule change was meant to thwart Ron Paul. So these things happen. But how much of a wound do you think this is going to be in the Republican Party?
The potential for an open convention could absolutely leave a wound. And at this point, we're looking at, deep into the summer, potentially not being able to settle on a Republican nominee. And so whether there are wounds or not, it's costing them time. And time is the most valuable commodities in a presidential campaign.
Political reporter Shane Goldmacher in Hollywood, Florida, where the Republican National Convention Rules Committee is meeting. Shane, thank you.
Thank you.